Good morning to all my bosom buddies out there in Booville. I hope you're all having a fabulous Friday. Yes, a fantastically fine Friday, fraught with frivolity and fun. Sorry. Enough alliteration already! Don't mind me, I'm kind of in a silly mood this morning. I think that unbeknownst to me, some hobgoblin may have slipped silliness pills into my coffee. But, believe it or not, the purpose of this boo is not to be silly. If it can actually be said that I have a purpose, which is doubtful. Hey, what do you know? There's a question for our philosopher friend, Pilgrim Chris. Is there a purpose to the existence of Gwent Lian? Does my life have a meaning, other than plaguing you folks, that is? But actually, the purpose of this boo is to make a rejoinder to a question that was posed by Jeff Thompson in one of his recent boos. He asked the question, do you have a role model in life? And if so, do you often stop and wonder what that person would do in a given situation? Well, for me, the answer to that question is a definitive yes. And in fact, some of my role models are people right here on Audioboom. So I thought that I would create a post of my own and talk about that a wee bit. Now, inevitably, I'm going to leave some of you out simply because of time constraints or because of my sieve that calls itself a brain. But I should say categorically, before I say anything else, that I think you're all wonderful. Audioboom has had a profoundly positive impact on my life, and I care about all of you. So if I don't mention someone that I should, it's simply because I only have time to discuss a few of you here. Now, I kind of chose a name at random for the title of this post, but actually the person in question, that being all one word stroke Rick, really is a role model for me for, well, multifaceted reasons, really. First of all, as you will know if you're following him, Rick is an extremely articulate person. Not only is he thoughtful, but he's also thought-provoking, and he has this wonderful facility for describing whatever he's passing or seeing in lovely flowing language. Now, if you have a visual impairment, as I do, that's a real joy. So often in this hurly-burly society of ours, people just rush through life and don't stop and take the time to talk about what they're seeing or what they're passing. So, it's a real joy to hear Rick describe things so thoroughly and beautifully. But I also greatly admire him as a person because I think he's a wonderful father. He really seems to care about his children. The other day he posted a boo in which he mentioned that his daughter wanted to purchase a kiddie guitar on, I think it was Amazon. So he actually said to her, well, why are you so interested in this guitar? And she explained, well, Daddy, I really want to take guitar lessons. I really want to learn how to play. Now, he didn't just throw this off as some passing phase, as many parents do. He actually took it seriously. And he said to her, okay, if this is something that really interests you, then let's go to some music shops and investigate some real guitars and find one that suits you. Because a real guitar is going to last a lot longer than one of these kiddie guitars, and it will also take you a lot further, musically speaking. So honestly, folks, it did my heart such good to hear someone actually taking an interest in a child's creative endeavors. Because when I was growing up, my parents never took my interests seriously. I was interested in music and writing and acting, but you see, my parents were kind of hands-on people, so they thought that if I wanted to do something creative, I should be making something with my hands. Sewing or knitting or making crafts. Now, I was a very poorly coordinated child, and I was never good with my hands in that respect. So I actually hated making things, but my parents would force me into it because they thought it was something that I ought to learn. And that was not what interested me at all. But their attitude was, well, musicians never get anywhere in life, and writers are always starving, so you should be doing something that's really helpful, like making something for someone. Now, I did take music lessons all throughout my school life, but they were part of the curriculum, so my parents didn't have to pay for them, and they didn't have much control over them. So they just put up with that. At one point, I really desperately wanted a piano, and gosh, I would have been happy with something secondhand. I wouldn't have cared if it was an old clunker. So my piano teacher tried to encourage them to get me a piano, but they would have none of it. They did get me a keyboard at one point, but frankly, it was kind of a crappy one, and even my piano teacher said so when she saw it. She did say, "Look, your child is never going to go far on this." She actually made no bones to them about the fact that I had real potential, and she wanted me to take conservatory exams and play in concerts and that kind of thing, but my parents really, after a couple of years, would have nothing to do with it. And it was the same thing with my love of writing and drama. To them, those were just namby-pamby things that were not productive, so they weren't important. And that's why, when I heard Rick's Boo the other day, I thought, God bless you for actually fostering your child's creative endeavors. Speaking of someone else with creative endeavors, another person that I really admire here on Audio Boom is McColgan. He's actually been fostering an interest in classical music, and I think this was something that he took up later in life. Now, I greatly respect that, because so many people, as they get older, they kind of let themselves stagnate, and they don't develop new interests. So I think it's wonderful that Mac has taken an interest and is willing to learn about new forms of music and new composers. Now, I have a great love of classical music myself, which is one reason why I really appreciate what Mac is doing. So every day I really enjoy and look forward to his shower music boos, because I always wonder what he's going to play next. But of course, that's not all of who Mac is. There's much more to him than that. Another thing that I greatly admire about him is his very apparent love of nature. I think it's so wonderful that he actually is concerned for the welfare of the environment, and he will stop to enjoy the simple things in life, which so many other people take for granted. He knows how to take joy in the simple things in life, from the flight of a bird to the pattern of changing light to the joys of the changing seasons. And by taking that joy and expressing it, he brings joy to others. So that's why, for me, he's a role model, because it's something that I would also like to do in my life. One other person I've got to mention here before I run out of time is VI Podcasting, or Paul Hopkins. He's a role model for me for a completely different reason. Now, Paul has expressed on a number of occasions in his boos that he is a Christian, but I think, silly as it may sound, even if he had never said so, I would have known anyway. And that's because Paul's actions speak as loudly as his words. He really shows, by what he says, I think, and how he responds to people, that he really cares about people. He demonstrates his kindness all the time and his concern for the plight of others. There's a song that goes, "They'll know that we are Christians by our love." And as soppy and sentimental as this is going to sound, I think even if Paul had never once said anything about his love of Christ or his faith, I would know that he's a Christian by his love. He treats everyone with utmost respect, and he doesn't judge them on how they feel or what they believe. And to me, that is a true exemplar of Christ in this world. I also have to say very quickly that another Paul I really admire is Paul Omani, Omani Blog. He has a great appreciation of poetry and stories, which are things that I love as well. But he can also tell a story very poetically, so he's another articulate one. And oh, what a voice! I could listen to both him and Paul Hopkins for hours. But anyway, I am out of time here, folks, so I have to end this now. Do take care.